Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome and thank you for joining us. Thank you. Welcome. Today, this is Pure Radio Network. I didn't quite get this on. I think I clicked on wrong, but hopefully everyone enjoyed Johnny Gill. Tonight, we have a very special show. And yes, we have my dear sister, Renee Muhammad. And we also have our brother, Sean Ali. And they are some, oh my God, I just love them both. They're so beautiful and inspirational. So we're going to bring them right on in. I will read just a bit of their bio, and they only have an hour with us. So definitely, if you want to get in on the conversation, then please do. But I'm going to take a very, very short commercial break, and we're going to be right back in a second or two to get this show started.
Hey, you. Human being. Yeah, you. Did you realize we were made from the earth, the actual soil? You couldn't have realized that, because if you would realize that, you wouldn't be putting chemicals on your skin, because it's like putting chemicals in a plant. What do you put on a plant? Water, some sunlight, and sometimes plant food, depending on how stubborn the plant is. Same thing with our skin, same thing with our hair. So check out my products, Shamika Body, Hair, and Face Butter Treats on Facebook and view the price list, the product list, the pictures, and place your order on my email at shamikarobinson1@outlook.com. Stop using chemicals. There is no such thing as eczema and all these ridiculous skin diseases that they're naming. It's called your body is responding to chemicals. So stop letting your body respond to chemicals and get nature involved with natural shea butters and cocoa butters and oils. Again, you were made from the earth. So stop fighting against your nature.
Thank you again. Welcome to the Initiative Radio Network. This is Pamela K. Muhammad, and this program is called Pamela Palace Enlightenment. And tonight I'm so thrilled to have our beautiful brother and sister Renee Muhammad, and also our dear brother Sean Ali. They are just, oh my God, so inspiring. So we're going to bring the brother in. I think I see my sister, but nevertheless, I'm going to bring my brother in as well. And then we're going to get this party started. Assalamu alaikum, brother, sister, Renee, sister Denise Renee, Muhammad, and also our dear brother, brother Sean Ali. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, Lego Salam, sis, how are you?
I am fine. Let me see if I have a brother on. Make sure his number. Brother, are you on? Let me make sure that's his number here. Let me check here. Give me one second. Brother Sean, are you on? Okay, let me make sure. Let me check. Well, yes, ma'am. Thank you, sister, for joining us. Let me check our brother number. Make sure. I pray to God that this technology phone don't act up tonight. So with that, let me make sure. Let me look at the number and make sure I put my glasses on and everything. And have the number. Give me one second. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes. Okay, let me make sure that I click the thing, because, you know, sometimes your sister can be off a little bit. Okay, let me click it again.
Yes.
As-salamu alaykum, brother. Are you with us?
Wa alaykum salam. This is my brother, Sean.
Ma'am?
That's Sharita. I recognize
the voice. Oh. Okay. It's something. Well, thank you so much, sister. Just push one when you're ready to talk. Thank you so much for joining us. It's so great to have you here.
And then number two.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry. We just waiting on our brother. Nevertheless, sister, when you're ready to talk, you also, Sister Sharita, thank you so much. But, sister, we have our beautiful sister, also Denise. I'm just going to read just a bit of the bio that I did have. I think our brother is here. Let's make sure that we bring him right on in here. I believe that's him. As-salamu alaykum, Brother Sean, am I correct?
Yes, salam alaykum. Walaykum as-salam, Sister Pam.
Well, thank
Sister
you so
Pam,
much.
Sister Pam, Allah. Sister Pam, Allah. Yes, Pam, Allah. God.
Yes, praise you, Allah. I just love you too. Y'all, you both just inspire me. And I get a kick out of both of them. You really bring me joy, and I'm so grateful to have my dear, beautiful sister, Denise. She's always there for me when I'm feeling a little down. She picks me up like a sun on the flower. Hello, somebody. And thank you, also, Brother Sean. Hey, you know, when I watch your videos, and you're so hype, and you make me want to stand up and try to do a exercise. I'm like, wow, this brother is very inspiring. But thank you both for joining us. So with them, just going to read just a bit of your bio. It's nothing, just a tip of the ice. But hopefully, you know, you all are satisfied in the way that I try to write it. Just very short, nevertheless. But please welcome, of course, our sister, Renee Muhammad, and our dear brother, Sean. Our sister, Denise, is an essential or expert and wellness coach. And also an author, because she's a mother, a member of the nation, and all of that. And then some. Brother Sean is an author of several great health and fitness books. Also, we're going to delve into those. And also, he's a business owner of Supreme Garden and Nursery. So with that, thank you both. I have a couple of questions of each one of you. And also, I ask everyone that's listening to please call in if you want to know anything about health, fitness, just exploration of life, and please call in. Or also, I have the chat line over. So with that, my first question is to our dear sister, Denise. I would like to know, ma'am, what inspired you to become interested in essential oil and to become just beautiful. Every time I see you, you're so inspiring. So what inspired you to become interested in essential oils?
Well, I've always been into health and wellness, and I was actually introduced to the essential oils through Sister Tamora Sharif Muhammad, and I started using them just for myself before I even delved into it as a business coach. I used them for myself, and I saw how, you know, how they were beneficial for me and my children. And, you know, once I studied it and applied it to myself, and then I took that step to, you know, incorporate it into my business. So that's what inspired me to do it, because I saw results with my children and myself.
Beautiful. Yes, ma'am. You're making me more as I said, definitely inspired to learn more about them, and, you know, to try to implement them in my life too, just as well, because I meet a lot of people, our people especially, who have all kind of health issues. They're going to doctors and they're not helping them really. They're just like putting a Band-Aid on the wound, and it's not really healing.
Sure.
So yes, ma'am. Sure. So I'm definitely sharing. Yes, ma'am. You want you can definitely come in. Say what you have to say, sister, to help me, because I'm really trying to help them. And I said, well,
yes,
I give them. Yes, ma'am. So this is
very
important.
Yes, definitely. Yes. Used for medicinal purposes. A lot of people think, you know, when they think about the oils, they think about the perfume oils or just using it to make your room or your house smell good, but they go much deeper than that. The therapeutic grade oils. Now, there are oils out there that are specifically for perfumes and just making it smell good with no medicinal value, but essential oils, which is the life essence of the plant. You know, that's the soul, the blood, the lifeblood of the plant, which comes from God. So that's God energy. I say God energy in a bottle. The life essence is when you use the essential oils. So we really have the essential oils is the original medicine, medicinal medicine for the original man and woman.
Wow, beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much, dear sister. And before we are off, I'll definitely allow both of you to give your contact information. Now,
yes.
I'm going to go over to, yes, ma'am, thank you, to our dear brother, Sean. Thank you, brother. Like I said, watch your videos. I'm like, wow, this brother is inspiring, and your enthusiasm is like contagious. My question to you is, what inspired you to become health conscious, and why should we I know you're into growing your own food. Why should we grow our own food as a people?
Salam alaikum. Good question. Because Big Phil is awake, the wide awake man. And as a believer in the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad since 1992, I've been trying to figure out how I can fit in that. And we know our big brother minister has the ministry department on lock. So it's like, you know, Minister Farrakhan, hey, you know, he got the ministry department on lock. You know, so I had to find another way to get in this big field. You know, so
right.
I had health issues of my own. And which led me to also being disabled and to take advantage of getting disability. And as I had children, when I'm sitting here with my 7-year-old daughter now, I had a kind of an epiphany to say, well, I could go to school for free. You know, and even with, I mean, and most times people go, because you don't pay the money up front anyway most times. But my student loan would be forgiven, because my disability would cover all of that. So as I'm sitting there, I was like, oh, man, all praise is due to Allah. What can I say? I can go and get into something that I can use to heal my people for free. And my enemy will pay for it. So I'm like, you know, I jumped into psychology at first. And after a couple of semesters in that, I saw that that's not how we're going to heal. We can't use that. So I switched to, I looked on the medical, and Dr. Aleem is my hero, you know. So I said, well, let me look into the medicine side. And it was in pre-med, you know, that I was introduced to, which I had no concept of. I was introduced to what they call complementary and alternative medicines, the Chinese traditional, the Reiki, the Ayurvedic. All of these are considered complementary and alternative medicines. But I learned that those are all the ones, all of these are original people. You know, so I'm like, well, I'm not going to study the European version. I'm going to pick one of these or all of these original versions. So, but like I said, the whole thing is big fields await the wide awake man, and I wanted to go work out. So and our people are unhealthy. You know, we got the farm, we got the minister, and we still unhealthy and dying. So, and it was in that spirit. And then just like with our brother, Dr. Wesley, you know, big shout out, brother, when he said he wanted to get, he got his dissertation on point 12. I found a school or a program where I could use the How to Eat the Live platform just like he used point number 12.
Yes, sir.
And I got busy.
Yes,
this
sir.
Is me. No, because she knew me doing some of this. You know, so I got busy. To the point where I asked the sister, I promoted and tried to get the sister to follow me. Not follow me, but it's beautiful knowledge. I learned more than the European version of healing. I learned how we heal before the microscope, before the MRI, before the CAT scan, before the EKG. See, we had God. We had the earth. We had the sun. We had music. We had fire. See, we had dance.
Wow.
We had singing. We had salat. You see, so we use... And all of these, they weren't healing, but this energy. So if I can put the energy in you, see, because obviously if you sick, that means you have a problem drawn from the energy of life that we are surrounded by. See, you can't be sick and you surrounded by life. That don't even make sense. Air is alive and air surrounds everybody. See, God is a right. See, so come on now. You see, it's electricity in the air. You surrounded by life. How you sick? That means we have a problem drawing from the energy of life around us. We on Earth. The Earth, the bigger the object, the more energy it gives off. That's why grounding is a science, because it's energy just by standing on the earth. The earth is alive. It's giving off energy.
Wow.
It heals trees. It heals plants. You put a plant in the earth, life comes up. How we can't put our feet in there and go get life? That means it's a problem with us.
Yes, sir.
Because we trying to use European practice, and I have nothing against that. But if you study pre-med, they will tell you chemotherapy has a 65% success rate. That means you playing with your life when you can go to God. See, because while you in chemo, you praying to God. See, So I'm getting to your you in the chemotherapy praying to God. You in the MRI praying to God. They got the scans, the EKG hooked up. You praying to God. You in, it don't matter. You in a dialysis hooked up. You praying to God.
Wow.
So see, but we not using God.
Yes,
yes,
sir.
God
yes,
works
sir.
Through man, for man, to man. We understand God is man. But I'm saying this man that we using is a European man. That hey, that's not our God. See, so it's nothing against none of the science that we, because I use some of their science. But we gotta understand their sciences, scientists are looking for cures for them, not for us. Because once you get under that microscope and you looking at them cells and that blood, you will clearly see that white and black is not the same.
Right.
See, you got a layer of skin that has melanocytes in it, that has melanin ducts in it, that produces the melanin that makes your skin black. That means they don't have that layer. We not the same right there. See, that's your first line of defense. That's your first line of immunity. So when we looking at when the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that they are weak and wicked, see, when we talking about the physical and mental power of a real devil, and he said it's through that grafting process, they don't even have the first layer of immunity. We can't fight. So I'm just saying, I'm sorry, but that led me because I'm studying this in pre-med. I'm studying this in pre-med on a collegiate level. See, so I'm sitting there like, hold up, man.
That's right, bro.
Sister Denise, no, I used to cry. I used to be upset with some of my classes. I couldn't believe it. Put it right in our face how they killing us. It's not the same. And I used to call her after class and be like, man, sis, I can't believe it, sis.
Thank you, sir.
And she'll tell you, I used to say, I can't, I don't know why these black doctors.
Yes, sir.
I can read out the book where it says in the book that some things are black people specific, some things are white people specific, where they saying there's, you know, how the black body is more expensive on the black market, and so and how AIDS is predominantly now a black person's disease, but that's the one disease that you will lose your license for if you report. So you got to report syphilis by name. I got to say, Sean Ali got syphilis. But if I say Sean Ali got AIDS, I lose my license. And that's the one you saying we ain't got no care for. That's a weapon. So you gotta. But it's things like that that led me to my specific where I'm at now with my business. Because I don't have nothing to lose. I don't care. They can't do nothing to me. I don't. You can't do nothing.
Praise be to God. That is absolutely wonderful, brother. Beautiful. Thank you for breaking it down in those scientific terms that you use. I'm just loving it. Just that God is here. Praise be to God. Oh, we have two more questions, then we're gonna take a phone call or two. The next question is, Sister Denise, what are your three top seven essential oils? Could you tell me those, and what are they specifically for, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am. I would say the top three selling is lemon, lavender, and eucalyptus. Lemon, lavender, eucalyptus. And I'm going to throw peppermint in there too, because peppermint is a big seller.
Wow.
But lavender is good for people that suffer with hypertension. It's good for lowering or helping to support a healthy blood pressure, because it relaxes the arteries.
And it also is relaxing. It helps you to sleep. It helps you to de-stress. Stress is one of the is the number one cause of hypertension and a lot of other diseases
mm-hmm.
that we, you know, our people suffer with. Lemon
mm-hmm.
is great for detox. It's cleansing. It's purifying. It's energizing. Peppermint is great for the digestive system, the respiratory system. It's also purifying, and eucalyptus is great for the respiratory as well. So I would say those three. And also when you diffuse those, it helps stop the spread of bacteria and germs and viruses that's in the air. So those are good when you diffuse it.
Wow. Thank you, Sister Beautiful. I'm going to definitely some people who can definitely use the oil for high blood pressure a lot, because I know definitely a lot of our people are going through their family members, et cetera. So I'm going to definitely give them your contact, and I pray that they take advantage of that. Beautiful. And I'm
yes.
also going to have to, yes, ma'am, you know, get me some oils and everything, too, because I want to be healthy and around to be able to laugh and do what I do for quite a while here. So praise
be
to Allah.
And I also think Sister Pam is good for mental clarity as well.
Oh,
you know, it helps
really?
Us, that brain fog. so we can think clear, you know, and make healthier decisions for ourselves. So, yes, it's good for mental clarity.
Yes,
well.
Ma'am. I definitely thank you so much. I definitely need to buy some of that, and immediately, really. I really do. Praise be to Allah.
Hey, Sister Pam.
Yes, sir.
Can I make a point on that, on the importance of
please.
The oils, real quick?
Please do, brother. Thank you.
We look at there's a saying that says mind over matter. And that's
mm-hmm.
older than all of us put together.
Mm-hmm.
That's been around. There's a saying that says, as a man can conceive, he can achieve. That's old.
Yeah.
Right? See,
sure,
so
yeah.
if that's the case, and you got an oil that says you got mental clarity, that means that's the more you can conceive. Maybe it you see
right.
so we that if that's the case, then all of us where we at right now is where our mental capabilities has taken us. And if we need to go further, we know that our brain leads us.
Right.
So we need to take that step, financial, mental, spiritual, it doesn't matter. We need our thought to create the action to take us there. If we haven't taken that step yet, that's an indication that we need this oil because we need mental clarity.
Yes, sir.
Closing the gap. That's a mental. Thinking on
mm-hmm.
God, that's mental. Your body doesn't move unless your brain produces the electricity to move it. And that electricity is produced by the thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Man, y'all better jump on this oil, I'm trying to tell you. All right. All right.
Yes. Praise
all
because,
right.
Yes, sir. Definitely. I want to take advantage of the series. We don't have to get my penis together and get with the sister, because, you know, it's beautiful to be able to have an alternative to what we are, what the doctors give us, and, you know, they're not really helping us. As I said, they're just a little substitute for a minute or two. So with that, we're going to see, do we have any caller, and then we're going to take one or two questions from the chat line. Yes, ma'am, but also one more quick question before we go to the line here. This is for Brother Sean, could you tell us a bit more about a bit about breathing properly, and then we'll go to the phone. Because I know I've been on both of you. Also, our brother and sister have a show together. I'm going to let them talk about that before they get off, because definitely please tune into their show. I believe it's coming on Tuesday week, and it's a beautiful show. You learn a lot about health, fitness, et cetera, and also, so please tune in to their show also. But this quick question is for Brother Sean. I know you was talking about the proper way of breathing. We don't even know how to do that. If we did that, there are benefits to that. So let you go into that, sir, and then we'll take the phone call. Thank you.
Right. Beautiful. Because it's your nose. You know, mouth breathing is called shallow breathing. So that means you're not getting the full breath of air. And almost every nurse, every doctor, you know, knows this because it's bad. So you want to correct that. And usually people that are mouth breathing, shallow breathing, that's right before they die. So it's like you literally are killing yourself, you know. And I know not just from school, but, you know, I saw my father take his last breath. So they described the breath because he was sent home to die. So the hospice came in and was like, okay, when his breathing gets like this, that means he's ready to go. It's, you know, because it was there, you know, so they gave us a brief, and that was my first really introduction to study breathing, because I saw my father take his last breath. This was in 2013. I wrote the book, Oxygen, the Breath of Death, the Breath of Life in Atomic Form, the following in 2014. And because my research the research just leads that everything is revolved around breathing, and it's your nose, your diaphragm. The lungs they don't move. They're just bags like balloons. So the diaphragm, the movement of our body, causes the inflation and deflation of our lungs. Your diaphragm is responsible for that. Your stomach, the motion of your stomach moving in and out, is what moves our diaphragm up and down, which causes our lungs to inflate and deflate. That's breathing. That's proper breathing. That's when you're getting a full inhalation, a full inflation, a full breath of life. You're properly oxygenated. Your heart is great. Your heart is pumping that through your arteries to every cell in your body. You are alive. When we shallow breathe and only get a half a breath, that's half of our oxygen intake. 20 years, 30 years, your body starts to show the first signs of breaking down, and then all of a sudden you're getting colds like you never had colds. Like, man, I never caught a cold before. You go to play basketball, you got backaches and knee. I never had backache and knee aches. See, those are the signs that our body is suffocating itself to death. Because then when you get in your late 30s, 40s, you got chronic disease. Now you might be ready to be diagnosed with anything. In 50s, 60s, you're ready to die.
Yes, sir. Wow. And yes, sir. Beautiful information. We do have a caller on, so let me get the caller here. It's 5149.
Hello, how are you? Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead with your question, sister. Thank you.
Yes, I was trying to find out about the oils to do with sinus. I have real bad sinus problems.
Yes, ma'am. The oils that are good for that are peppermint, lavender, and eucalyptus. Those are great for the respiratory That's a respiratory issue, and it would be great to have a diffuser, because when you diffuse the oils in a diffuser, what it does is it breaks the oils in the water up into a fine mist, almost like to the atomic form, and it cleanses your nasal passages and your lungs. So you're actually giving yourself a natural breathing treatment when you diffuse the essential oils. So those three would definitely help you with your sinuses.
Okay. And my next question is about the breathing out your mouth. And your nose is stopped up. You have to breathe, you know, out your mouth.
Say that. Say that again, sis.
When your nose is stopped up, when you can't breathe out your nose.
Oh, look, that's easy. Your body is made to fix itself. You just got to know how. If you take your tongue and stick it to the top of your mouth, you'll feel a little indentation. You feel it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If whenever your nose is stopped up, that's the button to unstop it. Just hold it there for a count of 10, and your nose will automatically unclog. With no, I'm trying to tell you, I'm real life. Real life, sisters. I'm telling Sister Denise. No, I have to make myself sick sometimes, didn't I, sis? Just to test some theories on myself. I would tell her I'm ready to make myself sick, so I can test out some of my theories, because I don't get sick, and I can't tell people that this stuff is real and I don't know. So every scientist loves to test on themselves, because it's my life. I can do, you know. I don't mind doing what I do with my life. But that indent at the top of your mouth, that connects right to your sinuses. And it, like I said, whenever your nose is stopped up, you hold it there for the count of 10. If you got to go to 12, but you by the count of 10, it will unclog. You just repeat that because it'll clog. If you don't sit right, remember it's gravity. So your sinuses aren't running, it's gravity pulling them down. So that means you're not standing right or laying right or sitting right. So you're creating a pull. And also these are the symptoms. So whenever you get to that point where your sinuses are clogged like that, try to remember what you ate or drank.
Okay.
So, and then that way you might can see something in there that's causing this, along with not breathing right. Because sinuses draining is not a bad thing. See, that's your body detoxing. Whatever is in you is draining out of that sinus, in that mucus.
Okay.
So just like with tears, just like with sweat, with any excretion, urine, death, feces, that's your body excreting whatever it's in it, waste product, poison. So you don't want to interfere with the process. You can control it with that indentation in your mouth. And then check your breathing. Am I breathing right? Okay, if it's difficulty breathing through your nose, try to go slower. Before you go to your mouth, you know, try to, okay, let me practice, because it's your breath, let me practice it. Okay, am I breathing too fast? You know, did I drink something that may have clogged up my body or eat something that is a reaction to it? So whatever is going on, that's your body trying to protect itself, not injure itself.
Okay.
So we got to, that's fevers, swellings, these are reactions to your body trying to protect itself or that part of the body. So we just got to understand that and don't know how to not interfere with it.
Okay.
But like I said, that indentation, top of your mouth, hold it for the count of 10, and you'll see it clears up. It clears up. It could be super clogged. By 10, you'd be like, what the heck? I'm trying to tell you, I was making I'm trying to tell you, sis. I'm not lying.
Okay. Thank you very much, and I will try all of it.
Yes, yes, you're welcome.
Thank you for calling in, too.
All right, thank you.
Assalamu alaikum.
Yes, thank you, sister, so much for calling in. We really do appreciate that. And Sister Denise and Brother Sean, thank you so much for trying to help our dear beloved sister. So we're going to, for the insurance, I would definitely give out your information where the sister can contact you to purchase some of those oils or the diffuser, et cetera. And also, Brother Sean has, wow, I don't know how many books we have because I looked at the video and I saw those books. I'm like, how the heck did Brother write all those books? And one of them was bigger than an encyclopedia. I'm like, what the? Trying to speak. Beautiful. I'm so inspired. So, excuse me, because I get excited, I get a little tongue-tied, everything. I have some babies, and it's all good. But nevertheless, if anyone online would like to, ask a question, make a comment, maybe you have used the oils or read our sister book or our brother in the books that he have. If you have and you benefit from those, then please share those. Because we'll hear seriously from you, because this is great, great. I mean, you can't put a price on what they're doing, trying to, increase our health and also save life. Beautiful. Praise the future life. So for anyone that is online and would like to, ask a person, make a comment, buy these books that support our brothers and sisters. We support everything else that support our brothers and sisters who are doing great work, beautiful work. Okay, beautiful. Can we get some more? We have one or two chat questions. And the first question is to Sister Denise. They would like to know I don't know if you ever heard of this condition, because Allah knows we got so many diseases and conditions in our community. It's unbelievable. But she has a digestive problem where it's called Hatal hernia. It's where the stomach flips up through the chest cavity. I had tried to read it a bit to kind of know more about it, but basically it causes a lot of gas and discomfort. And, it's where you have to go and get your stomach like adjusted to these nutritionist doctors. So she wanted to know, they say, the food's not digesting properly, so she wants to, instead of having to go to the doctor pretty often and get this condition kind of adjusted. She wanted to know if there's anything that you can help take, essential oil or anything to help combat that. So it is spelled Hiatal, hiatal hernia, HERNIA, I believe. So you can maybe look that up, and if you're not familiar with it, because like I said, there's so many things that we aren't familiar with. But it is a Yes, ma'am. So with that, go ahead.
Any digestive issue, it starts with what we're ingesting and what we're eating. So definitely you have to check the diet. I'm not familiar with the term you just stated. I would have to look at the name of it and research it and look it up. But it starts with what we put in our mouth, and peppermint oil is definitely good for any type of digestive issue. You can inhale it directly from the bottle. You can mix it with coconut oil, a teaspoon, a drop or two with a teaspoon of coconut oil, and just rub it on that area, on the stomach area. Or you can also put warm water and drink it. And it helps with digestive issues. But I would have to look up that condition because I've never heard of it. But, excuse me, yes, ma'am, what I would suggest.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Definitely, I will give it. I think Hiatal Hernia, H-I-A-T-A-L-H-E-R-N-I-A.
Yes, ma'am. You can inbox me. I'd have to look at it. I have to look at the word.
Yes, sir.
See, the sister is, you know, that's what we got to also understand. There's a difference between treating a cause and treating a symptom.
Okay.
Because unless you are born a certain way, you caused whatever is going on with you. We go to the doctors for pain, discomfort, and then once they check out blood, they say, oh, this is wrong with you. We didn't know nothing. We just was hurting. So we wanted to get treated for the hurting, and then the testing, they say, well, this is what's wrong with you. So we cause that unless we are born with it. So if you have digestive problems and you want to treat digestive problems, like sister said, that's what you eat. The oil, Mylex, Pepto, they treat the symptoms that you call. They don't, but the only, if you never eat, if you figure out how to eat according to whatever is going wrong with her condition, she will never have digestive problems again. But anytime, so it's not all the time. It's when she eats something. Arthritis is not every day. It flares up. Lupus is not every day. It flares up. And if we pay attention, it will flare up according to how we eat or drink.
Okay. Yes, sir. Beautiful. Thank you, brother. We do have a comment from our dear sister, Sharita. Yes, ma'am. Your line is unmuted, dear sister.
Yes, ma'am. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, thank you for joining us.
Well, yes, ma'am. I'm really enjoying it. I wanted to say first, beloved, that Sister Pamela, I really love what you do, you know, and what you're doing to help in this cause of healing and, you know, people. I really, really do, because we have to do whatever we can do. Brother Sean Sister Denise. Yes. I'm just really enjoying the show, the information. And I thought about something Brother Sean said when he said the minister, you know, he has the ministry locked down. You know, no one can do it like him. That's him. But, you know, there's so much to do. We have learned so much. And as I was listening to the call tonight, a few things came to my mind, and I'll be brief, but I thought about supreme wisdom and how Master Farhad Muhammad was telling us the problems that we were having. You know, when he came, he found us in... We were sick. We were taking these medicines. We were doing this and, you know, that. I would love to hear Brother Sean go into that. And then also maybe Sister Denise can talk about some of the things and kind of related to some of the essential oils and related to how to eat to live. That's my question. Thank you.
And thank you, beautiful Sister Sharita. And you're inspiring to listen to you, and you are inspiring me. Allah continuously to bless you and all your good endeavors and love that you do share with us. Thank you so much.
Allahu Akbar. You as well, beloved.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Okay, dear Sister Denise, will you please go into with the sister with Sherry? And also after that, then our dear brother can come in. Thank you both.
Yes. How I would tie that in how to eat to live is that, you know, we're taught in how to eat to live to eat one meal a day or one meal every other day. And the essential oils, certain ones go to the satiety center of our brain to help us. They can help us where we can fast. You know, fasting, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, is the cure to 90% of our problems mentally and physically. So they can help us with our fasting. They can help us not to want to eat all the time or what, you know, more than one day. But the main thing and the main thing I want everyone to realize is that when you inhale the essential oils, it goes directly to the limbic portion of your brain within 22 seconds. So you're going to get the benefit of the peppermint, of the lemon, of the orange, whatever oil you're inhaling, and it doesn't have to pass through your digestive system because it goes directly to the brain, into your bloodstream, and throughout every cell of your body within 20 minutes.
Wow.
Within 20 minutes. So it doesn't have to go through your stomach and be broken down and digested. And as we're taught, once we wear out our digestive system, our stomach, that's it. We can't replace our stomach. So that's the beauty of the essential oils. You get the benefit of that plant, of that fruit, without it having to pass through the digestive system. And that ties into us, you know, practicing how to eat to live. Everything doesn't have to pass through our mouth. Like Brother Sean was stating, grounding, going out in the sun and connecting our feet to the earth, we get our nourishment that way as well. So that's how I would tie that in. Thank you for that.
Wow.
That was a beautiful question, Sheree.
It was. She really did. She brought out that
beautiful
beautifulness, God. And she sure did. Praise
you
to God.
Praise to God.
Yes, ma'am. You're absolutely right. As I'm still, you know, striving to stay on that one meal, some days I can, and some days I fall off the cliff with it. But praise me. I struggle. But thank you so much. You're absolutely right, dear sister Denise, when you say about what the Unbelievable Woman said, you know, fasting is 90%, you know, we cure us from all the diseases and things that we do go through. So, and I know sometimes it's very hard when you're used to, you know, eating like we have been conditioned to eat, most of us as a people. But definitely since I strive to, you know, eat one meal a day, I do see my health has, you know, I don't usually get sick, maybe a cold or so here and there, but I'll praise be to Allah. So I do definitely have to keep striving to stay on that path. Thank you so much for reminding us again. And also about the stomach, because you are absolutely right, as you said, when our stomach digestive system goes, and you know, that's when we still have all kind of issues. Okay, we don't have them or Brother Sean. Yes, Brother Sean, could you please go into what also Sister Sherita had brought up. Hopefully that you remember, because I kind of forgot part.
Yes, about our, and that's what I wanted to solve when I went into medicine, because we look for, we have problems, so we need health care. So when I look at my two leaders, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, that they got sick and we couldn't heal them. They had to go to our enemy. That made me look at something outside of our, and this is, in because that condition is talking about the pills of this world that we take, and how it weighs you down and adds to that weight of you becoming other than yourself. So any doctor, I mean, and I'm not knocking nobody. I mean, I'm just saying this is what I thought. Like, how can a believer of this go into medicine and still prescribe pills? The messenger said 90% of us, we don't even try it. We go and learn this science. I'm telling you, because it, that's why I'm glad my sister can bear witness, because they will dazzle you with the microscopes that can see, go all the way down 1,000 times, and you can see the cell beat. See, they that's dazzling, and it's very it's you can use big words. See, they give you a white coat. See, they give you a title. See, you graduate doctor. I'm a doctor. I got my. See, I'm not knocking that. I'm not making fun of that. I'm keeping it real, because I was wanted. That's why I wanted it. Because I was like, because I came from the street. I came from a street life. So I wasn't on the healing side with my people. I was on the hurting side of my people.
And once I found the messenger, I wanted to be a healer of my people and change my life. So I ask other black doctor believers the same question when I get a chance to build with them. How can we not prescribe? Do we even try to see if it works? I tried it, and I'm telling you, I got a sister right now. Born, her son was born with missing parts of his brain. She called me yesterday. We talked for 2 hours, and guess what? If you check my timeline on Facebook, her daughter wrote on my timeline and said, "Man, look, Mama Jolene is doing whatever you said right now. Extraordinary, because she, in her 62 years, nobody could move her. Because I'm telling her, it doesn't matter what this world say, because this world cannot fix the original people. The American Medical Association started in 1847. That's it. So before that, it wasn't none of this bullcrap. That means we've been healing successfully for trillions, because it wasn't no cancer, it wasn't no lupus, no sickle cell, it wasn't no AIDS until the American Medical Association became invented.
Yes, sir.
When you learn that history, you learn this in pre-med. This ain't no Google, this in pre-med class.
Mm-hmm.
See, because you learning how the history of the, so you learning that before that, the Indians taught the Americans it wasn't none of this.
Yes,
see, so now when we go to looking at the fact that a European doctor, it don't matter what they are, doctor, it doesn't, a European period cannot fix an original person. Mm-hmm. You would rather stay, they can't.
Yes,
getting you to go to 85 ain't fixing you. When the messenger said we could lay it to 1,000. See, they lying.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody, they lying, man. These people lying. They got you down. Look at the birth record. Look at the death rate. They will list the black woman at 83 tops. They got the black man at 72. They telling you that as far as you can go in this world is 83. So let's get away from this world. Let's separate, because it's separation or death, and we damn sure dying. See, all of these scientists, man, they wanting to go, and they in the lab for 10 years. You in the lab for 20 years, and you got the curve, but they won't let you give it out.
Mm-hmm.
See, you stop. Mm-hmm. They will tell you. They got curves. You can't give it out. Why? Because they ain't going to let you do human trials. Why? Because it'll fix black people.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You stop. You don't sign a confidentiality. You stop. You can't even go and heal you. You got a student loan. You scared to go heal your people.
Right.
See, you can't
right.
even use words. They won't even. You got a license. You can't even use the word healing in association with your doctorate. What the fuck, man?
Mm-hmm.
Get out. You gotta go. You telling me you gotta go get a priest? You gotta go to seminary school? Some mystery god bull crap to say you a healer? They telling you,
that's
man.
Right.
They telling you. It's illegal to use the word healing with a doctorate. Man, that's foolishness, man. That's foolish. I don't care what they say. That's foolishness, man. You lost me. You losing the battle right there. I'm a healer.
Right.
Anybody need healing? Because it ain't that I'm a healer. I'm going to get you to where you can heal yourself. Because if you Sister Pam, whatever you got going on right now, right? If you cut your hand, won't your cut heal? Want to heal?
Yes.
You cut your hand right now. Okay, so that means your body can heal itself.
Right.
That means your body can heal itself.
Yes,
don't listen to me now. With the condition you in right now. If you cut your hand and don't put nothing on it, your body will heal itself by itself. So if I can get your mind and picture you and get you increase your energy so you can direct it to wherever it needs to go in your body. You can't tell me it won't work.
That's right.
That's right. Thank you, brother. Wow, we've come to our hour. It's beautiful. I'd like to thank wow. You all have to come back, Sister Denise, Brother Sean, and our dear sister, Sister Sharita. Please come back. Our praise be to Allah. I've enjoyed it. The information is just absolutely beautiful. So with that, I don't want to cut us off, but please give your both your contact information where they can contact by your books, your R's, just, and please give it off at this last moment that we have. Thank you. Sister Denise? Yes, ma'am. Can you, your phone kind of breaking up there. Sister, your phone's kind of going out. Yes, ma'am.
I think sister is a bad reception.
Right, I think so too.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, now
yes,
we can
ma'am.
Hear you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, my website is bit.ly/DeniseROils. You can definitely contact me on Facebook, Denise Renee Muhammad, to if you have any questions or anything you want to purchase the oils, you can contact me there. My books are available on Amazon.com. Just put my name in the search, Denise Renee Muhammad, and they'll come up.
Thank you, dear sister. Brother. Well, thank you so much, ma'am. Thank you so much for joining us. Brother
yes.
Sean. Yes, sir.
You can find me at www.getwellwithsean.org or www.SeanAliWellnessProgram.com. Also on Facebook, Sean Ali, and I'm in the yellow pages.
Thank you. Know, oh, my God. Praise be to our sister. Sharita, do you want to give our information, dear sister? I know you have a blog and some beautiful things going on, too.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Okay,
thank you, beloved. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sister.
Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/Sion for Life, and that's S-I-O-N, Sisters in Our Nation, for Life. And so we're going to have, inshallah, mashallah, Brother Sean and Sister Denise on next Tuesday to finish this conversation or to add to the conversation, because at this point in time, you know, it's all about healing, and if we're healthy, we can certainly do get more work done. So that's all I want to say. Thank you so much, Sister Pamela, and I pray Allah will continue to bless you in all that you do, beloved. That is good. Thank you, ma'am. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you. Well, I also don't say that to the same to you. Thank you both. I love you all. May Allah continue to bless each one of you and all of his beautiful blessings and love that I know he has in store. Thank you so much. Assalamu alaikum, everyone.
Well, like
assalamu alaikum.